Welcome to The Life of the Insurance Lady, a podcast by Tamika Kimbrough, The Insurance Lady. So it's been a year. It's been a year, you guys, since I've been on this podcast. A lot happens in a year in people's lives, you know. And so I kind of got off track, but I'm back on track to talk about all these wonderful things that insurance can bring. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about this open enrollment. So, and some of this stuff you guys been seeing about the subsidy in healthcare. You can get $5,600, $6,000 a month on a card to cover things like food, groceries, your healthcare expenses, things like that. Well, the marketing that people do, right? Because me as an insurance agent and most insurance agencies do not market. Insurance companies market, like Humana, Blue Cross Blue Shield, you know, they market, you know, United Healthcare, all the companies you see, they market to show you their product. So they're marketing to say, hey, this is what I can do for you. This is why you want to do business with me. Good marketing, very upfront, very honest marketing. Marketing companies, however, doesn't market that way. They market for all types of industries. So they don't market for a company. They market for an industry, a conversation, the current culture. They market to bring people collectively to a place that they are looking for, whatever they're looking for, and they're getting it from multiple places within that particular environment. Now, with that being stated, so when you see those healthcare subsidy commercials, the only way that you will ever know what you qualify for and what can happen for you and how does this work is talking to a licensed agent. If you don't have a licensed agent helping you, then I don't know what to tell you about those marketing ads. Because one thing about us licensed agent, we're going to tell you the truth. We're going to tell you how the subsidy work, how the additional benefits work. Because it is true in this conversation. It's just we have to break down the difference in what you qualify for because not everybody gonna qualify for the same thing. So it depends on your household size and your income and what's going on. You know, we do ask questions like, you know, if you're not working, that's fine. We could still help you because you're going to be looking for work. If you apply for disability and waiting for that decision, that's fine. We could still help you. Like there's no reason the agent can't help you. Figure this out or answer your questions to, do I qualify? So a lot of times people are dealing with their benefits and they're trying to figure out what to do next. Like, I need help with my rent. These people, I wonder if they can help me with that. And yes, we could help you. We can help you with anything and everything dealing with your quality of life. So the health insurance companies have gotten the okay through these years to help you guys with more than just your physical health, but your socioeconomic health as well. So since COVID, we found a lot of people were in houses that didn't have access to food. We found a lot of people just couldn't pay their rent. The eviction numbers went up tremendously after COVID and the moratorium left. That affects people. Stress affects people. You know, being unemployed is stressful. It could drive up your blood pressure. You could not get access to healthy foods. Like, it's so many reasons that wrap around why the health insurance platforms are now taking over with things like that, with those assistants. And it's because we know the impact of how that affects people's ability to live and thrive. So with that being stated, open enrollment is here, you guys. Whether you work for a company and have employee benefits, whether you have Medicaid, Medicare, Obamacare, Trump Care, Biden Care, whatever health insurance you have. The next couple of months, you'll be able to decide what type of health insurance you want and what type of health insurance do you qualify for. It is a good time for people to look at their benefits. And if, let's say, you're a person that's pretty healthy, you have a husband and two children, and you have them all on your group insurance, and your husband unexpectedly loses his job or gets a decline in his income, or the wife, it doesn't matter. And now things have changed, and now that premium becomes something that feels unaffordable. And for some reason, I was gone. I think my Wi-Fi went out. But anyway, back to it. I'm hardwired now. So the life of the insurance lady, hey, ain't no excuses. So I'm back at the throne. That was a 10-minute conversation I did. So I'm going to wrap this one up. Get with an insurance agent or broker. You can go to find help on demand. You can Google it on the internet. You can find a licensed health insurance agent in your area to help assist you in making sure that you have the right benefits this open enrollment. I'm going to speak from my own personal experience. I have a health insurance plan with the Marketplace, also known as Obamacare, Trump Care, Biden Care. And I got $325 on a Visa card to use for everything except alcohol, cigarettes, and firearms. And I was able to buy food, take my kids to eat if I wanted to, put gas in my car, pay a bill if I needed to, do whatever I want with the card. And you keep the card. Because if you choose to stick with that company, that's how your benefits will be rewarded to you should you choose it. Now, the first time I got my benefits, I went to the store that they had in the wellness platform. And I ordered my daughter a book and somebody, my other daughter, some headphones, a mug. I mean, I went in there and shopped because I wanted to get some stuff. They even had computers in there. So I had enough points that I probably could have eventually got a computer within a 2-year span by having that many points. So this is a win-win. And everybody that was on my plan got the same benefit. It wasn't for the household. It's for each individual. So the stuff is real. I testify to it. I sell it. I get it. I know it. I wouldn't tell you guys a lie, especially on a podcast that will never go away in the world of the internets and clouds. So my name again is Tamika, your insurance lady. And if you want me to be your agent, you want my assistance, just give me a call on my referral line. It's 404-446-0290. I am that agent. I have 26 years in this game. And not only do I do health insurance, I do Medicare, life insurance. I do business insurance. I help people with specialty risk like technology, crypto, intellectual property, bonds, things like that. And my job is to decide what risk you're trying to protect and what type of protection do you really need at the level that you're at and based on your own exposure as well. So a little different than most agents. I try to give everyone a consultation and figure out what I can do and what I cannot do for them before they engage in me becoming any sort of agent for them. So do please reach out to me if you're interested in figuring out how to navigate this open enrollment period. Again, that number is 404-446-0290. Let them know Tomika, the insurance lady, sent you. Now, bye-bye for now. I'll check in with you guys next Friday. I'm back in the game.